Here is a problem facing us in this digital age. All the data we're stockpiling, digital images, tax records, unfinished novels. Where are we going to store them? Some scientists say they may have a solution. It's not digital. It's biological. NPR's Adam Cole reports scientists have successfully tested out using DNA as an archive by recording all of Shakespeare's sonnets on a double helix.
It all started in a pub a few months ago. Nick Goldman and Ewan Burney, two scientists from the European Bioinformatics Institute, were drinking beer and discussing a problem. Their institute manages a huge database of genetic information, thousands and thousands of genes from humans and corn and pufferfish. And Goldman says all that data, and all the hard drives and the electricity used to power and keep them cool, is getting pretty expensive.
The data we're being asked to be guardians of is growing exponentially, but our budgets are not growing exponentially.
That's a problem faced by many large companies with expanding archives, and the solution was right in front of the researchers. They worked with it every day.
We realized that DNA itself is a really efficient way of storing information.
That's right. DNA, the genetic material that makes us us, is a natural hard drive. Here's why. It's a long chain that repeats four basic chemical units.
Four different bases, that's different forms of molecules, A, C, G, and T.
Those are the four letters in DNA's alphabet.
A, C, G, T.
When these letters are arranged in different ways, they spell out different instructions for our cells.
A, G, A, C, T.
3 billion of these letters make up the entire instruction manual for our existence, and it's all stuffed into each cell in your body. DNA is millions of times more compact than the hard drive on your computer.
If only we could persuade it to take the form we wanted, encoding the information we defined.
Like a text file instead of genetic information. Over a second beer, Goldman and his colleagues started to sketch out the details. They started with a text file of one of Shakespeare's sonnets.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
This text file was written in a computer's most basic language.
Zeros and ones.
Bits stored on a magnetic hard drive.
And summer's lease have all too short.
With a simple cipher, Goldman and his colleagues translated these zeros and ones into letters of DNA.
C, G, C, A, G, A.
And then they did the same for the rest of Shakespeare's sonnets, and an audio clip of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, and a picture of their office. They sent that code, those strings of A's, C's, G's, and T's, off to a company that built the physical strands of synthetic DNA and sent them back to Goldman.
My first reaction was that they hadn't done it properly because they sent me these little tiny test tubes that were quite clearly empty.
But the DNA was there, tiny specks at the bottom of the tubes. They sequenced the DNA, read the code, and ran their cipher backwards. And they ended up with a 100% accurate Shakespearean sonnet.
So long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
All from the tiniest speck of DNA. They published their results in the journal Nature, joining other groups who have experimented with DNA storage. Goldman says the process would be easy to scale up if you took everything human beings have ever written, an estimated 50 billion megabytes of text, and stored it in DNA. That DNA would still weigh less than a granola bar.
There's no problem with holding a lot of information in DNA. The problem is paying for doing that.
The process would cost more than $10,000 per megabyte.
It's an unthinkably large amount of money at the moment.
At the moment. Goldman and other scientists who are dabbling in DNA storage know that DNA synthesis costs are dropping rapidly. In a decade or so, a DNA archive might be cheaper than a room full of hard drives. Adam Cole, NPR News.